The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office.
Now, I'm not going to start my program like Vince Vanelli does, laughing as he does. Excuse me. I asked him about that. I said, I better tell you who I am. And all you federales out there, you're at the right place. You're doing your job. This is a National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stottmiller. It is the 18th of January, 2017. I asked Vince Vanelli one time, why do you start laughing when you do your show? That's how he does every one of his shows. He starts out laughing. Now, I can think of several reasons why people might be laughing, but I always found that odd. At any rate, I've been doing a lot of figuring the last couple of days, and I saw something that was very encouraging. And I've been doing my own little communicative experiments down here in Texas. And I'll put all these little pieces into what has formed in my head here so as not to confuse people and to clearly communicate what the hell I'm talking about. Black Lives Matter. Black-white race issue in this country. Okay. Yeah, we got all that. Saw a video yesterday of, and I had not seen this prior to yesterday, and this had to do with Trump at his rallies, and you know how the people would show up to support in, I think, record numbers. I don't think any other presidential candidate on routine rally campaign stops drew the numbers that this guy has. But we won't accentuate the positive on the medias. We'll just keep hammering the preconceived and planned out agenda. But this was, they had the Trumpers on one side and they had the anti-Trumpers on the other side. And they were yelling at each other. And somebody got the idea, and I don't know which side suggested it. I'm going to say probably it was more than likely somebody on the Trump side that said to him, said, well, you know, screaming and yelling at each other, you know, what is that going to accomplish? You know, why don't you send out a rep from your side and we'll send out a rep from our side? And they did exactly that. Well, during this exchange of ideas and information and whatever else, guess what they ended up doing? They're right in the middle of the damn street, hugging each other. Yes, yes. Not throwing insults, not beating each other with signs or trying to rip somebody's face off, or at least their clothes. No. I said, look, you know, we're politically, we're a little bit different here, and You know, is there any reason for this stuff to go on? And it's a demonstration of taking this acidic, you know, this acidity, you know, confrontational. Let's just hug it out. And they did. And it was amazing. And of course, we become aware there's been certain Congress critters that have come out and said, "Well, I'm not going to the Trump inauguration because he's a racist and he's a misogynist and he is, and we're really communist, but we can't come out and admit that. The only thing we can do is keep the contention up." Mike, did Ben Carson get the HUD appointment? Can you check that out? Because I think this is very savvy of Mr. Trump. If he's going to be the housing and urban development guy, you couldn't pick a better guy to go into the areas of the country, the inner cities. A successful man, very laid back, quiet talker. And there are going to be some changes in the welfare system coming up. But nobody needs to panic. And I can imagine this man going in and talking to black leaders. You know, I mean, if you look at this, and this is true, that in these major cities, and I don't give a damn if it's L.A., I don't care if it's Miami, I don't care if it's Atlanta, Cleveland, Baltimore, anywhere you want to go, major cities, has been run by blacks. And things are not getting any better. You know, if one wants to look at them as being the pressure relief valve of keeping the inner cities contained, I guess you can do that if you want. But Trump asked a very important question the other day. What have you done for your district? What have you done for your people? What have you done? Instead of yammering at me and calling me names, let me ask you, what have you done? Very little, if nothing. They're interested in the power and the prestige and the perks of their offices, period. And they want to keep those. They don't want to be replaced by anybody that's better than them. And God forbid if they be white or who gives a damn, yellow with pink polka dots. They want to maintain their position. So I think what's going to happen here is there's going to be some rule changes on welfare benefits in this country. Now, understand that this has to work hand in hand. To tell somebody, you know, you're not going to be able to do this in the future, and to offer them nothing as an alternative, very bad mistake. Now, I at the outset here, I just want to remind people that these problems that we're seeing today, right in our face, they have been brewing for a very long time. Very long time. You know, the socialist or the communist, I just wish to hell they had the courage to come out and call themselves what they really are. But we don't want to tip off our constituency because these clowns that we're out there leading them around by their noses don't even know that they're communists. But we know that we are. Well, maybe we don't even know. But we're pushing the tenets of Marxism and everything else. See, I guess if it's the new millennial type version of communism, we don't have to call it that. You know, after all, didn't Soviet Russia die and communism dead there? Isn't China making strides? And well, no, they're still communist. And it wouldn't be really any big deal. We can't reveal ourselves and our tactics and our agenda here in this country because, well, what were you taught since you were able to say mama and dada that communism is bad? U.S. good, communism bad. Okay. But see, if it's not presented as such and it's not admitted to as being such, they don't know that they're bad. They don't know that it's the antithesis to what this country is. And I'm telling you what, you know, after thinking through this process, this may not be as hard as one would imagine. Okay, here's the problem. Half this damn country thinks that they've been liberated, thinks that they're free and everything else, and hooray for our side, and screw you and your side. You know, we want, and we're demanding, and, well, wait a minute. Okay, first off, let's familiarize ourselves, let everybody familiarize ourselves with our form of government. And that little thing that's attached to it, what the hell did they call that? The compilation, conflagration? No, they call it the Constitution. See, there was a reason why we have one at the Fed end and then one at the state end. Okay, just bear with me. This might seem a little simplistic to you, but it really is not. I had, what do they call that? A Tiffany or an Epiphany? Oh, an Epiphany. There we go. Okay, I just want to make sure I get my words right. Words are important, especially coming from the fake news. I just love this. At any rate, so you send a brain surgeon in there to start touring around these cities and to start letting them know that there's going to be some rule changes on collecting welfare. And oh, by the way, you know, we're going to do something about the schools here. You know, we're going to need you parents or parent, or even if the parent or parents aren't, well, how about grandpa and granddad? That is, if grandpa is still around. A lot of these households, folks, black households, they just have the matriarch, they have the mother, and that's it. There ain't no daddy. There ain't no granddaddy. There ain't no great-great-granddaddy. There's just ma, grandma, and great-grandma, and that's about it. Smattering of uncles here and there, and that's about it. Structure of the family and control and education from that family unit, totally blown apart. Totally blown apart. So, okay, we're going to make some changes here. Now, there's certain things that you're going to have to do in order to maintain your benefits. And then you come up with your little platform or position of what people have to do to keep collecting money from the federal government. In the meantime, and have you noticed how the press has been misrepresenting this one? There are corporate leaders and company owners that are just jumping up and down of what Trump has started. Now, Trump has not even been sworn in yet. Hasn't even been sworn in yet. And company after company after company. He's talked to, I do believe, I might be mistaken in my numbers, it's either 100 or 200 CEOs. Now, I think the number's 200. You know, even Walmart is saying that they're going to add 10,000 new jobs. Now, I wonder if that's the jobs that they're going to reinstate after they fire the 10,000 people up there in Arkansas. I don't know. But the air conditioning people, they're not going to be building that plant down there in Mexico. Ford is not going to be building that plant in Mexico. BMW has been put on notice, says, hey, look, you know, you want to do something? Come over here and build the plant here. Build the plant here. Put people, pay them good wage in this country, put them to work making your product. Don't worry. They're not a bunch of goose-stepping, yo, bull! But the American worker is a good worker. Very trainable, very smart, and can do a quality job putting together your little BMWs. Been doing it for Honda for a number of years, Nissan, other Japanese and foreign companies come in here, built plants. And they've been doing rather well. So, now that we start to get a handle on this situation of winding down the welfare state and giving opportunity, you got to give somebody a way out. Folks, if a drowning man is drowning, you throw him a lifesaver, don't you? Throw him a life ring. If a man's choking on a piece of meat, you do the Heimlich remover. If you have to get drastic, you put a little slit in his throat and open up an airway there. Whatever it takes to get the job done. Now, Trump is a guy that looks at something and he says, okay, if this is a problem, what's the solution? Give me the parameters. This guy, I heard somebody on the air today talking about Donald Trump not having a long runway. I'm thinking, where in the hell did that come from? You know, and don't you realize that Donald Trump is like a stole aircraft, short takeoff and landing? He doesn't need much of a runway to get running to take off, and he doesn't need a whole lot of space to land, neither. He's in and he's out. He likes efficiency. And I do believe this. For right now, folks, there could not be a better man for president of this country since this country became a country. And it's because of his sense of business. And I think, and where does personal growth come from? In what time span? In what frame of your life? Was it in your teens? Was it in your 20s and your 30s and 40s? Well, you're never too old to learn. You're never too old to absorb something. You just have to be more open to it. What happens with us is we get older and more set in our ways and more jaded, and we just shut our ears and go, can't hear you. I think what happened with Donald Trump is he got out from his Trump Tower, climbed out of his jet. I mean, imagine the lifestyle this guy's been living. Look at the wife that he's married to. I mean, God, could you imagine waking up? Guys, think about this. Could you imagine going to sleep with this every night and waking up and seeing that face? Hey, can't be all bad. But I think what happened with Donald Trump is he started to hold these rallies. He went directly to the people, and the people sensed that, and they kept showing up in droves, thousands, tens of thousands of people. And in a political sense, the media didn't see this. People in the Democratic Party didn't see it. They just figured they have to wrangle deals and bend elbows behind the curtains there and, you know, make a bunch of promises and, hey, we'll set everything in motion and everything will operate the way it has in the past, either through murder or blackmail or bribe or payoff or whatever. Hillary Clinton was so arrogant that she didn't even bother with certain states and just put everything on automatic pilot. And what have I said to you over and over again? Their Achilles heel is their arrogance. And I don't care if you're top-notch New World Orderite or you're some flim-flag lesbian bag like Hillary Clinton. It's a certain amount of arrogance, entitlement. When you start thinking like that, ooh, watch out. Something's going to get you. Something you didn't see is coming is going to get you. And it did. And it was called Donald Trump. But more importantly, this was kind of like a channeling exercise. No, I'm not going to get weird on you. But Donald Trump became the man that the American people wanted. And once he got the sense of that, we were off and running. Now, is Donald Trump going to be the end-all, be-all? I want to say a few words about the political aspect of this. Y'all know what's been happening in this country for a long time. If you've been listening to this program or this network for any length of time, you know what's going on. What's really not discussed a whole lot is how do we take what we perceive to be this problem and how do we turn this around, or how do we eliminate the people making the problems? And when I say elimination, I use those in the most loving terms. How do we get rid of them? Well, let me see. Oh, let me first take this break, and then I'll get into the how we get rid of the cockroaches without pulling out the raid and poisoning ourselves as well. Let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
No reason to get excited. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you got to give the welfare recipients a few ground rules here. And by the way, this is not going to be the welfare state in perpetuity. You're going to have to move yourself off of those, give me that stuff for free. But they've got to have a place to go. They've got to have a job. That's the other part of the equation. And there's also another part of the equation. And that's the stupid federal government and its constant expansion of we're it and bow down to us and we're going to keep adding little bureaucrats to all our little agencies and keep growing government and just stupid stuff. I think Trump will have an effect on that as well. But politically, as I said before, even before Trump got elected, I said that, look, you know, y'all, if you're going to expect this man to walk on water, ain't going to happen. He can do some things. I think what's really going to become apparent rather quickly is once Trump gets in there and he starts doing the things that he said he was going to do, proving himself, in other words, you know, you being a president of the United States demands a certain amount of respect. But if the guy's an idiot, okay, that's just superficial. That's the superficial requirement that, yes, Mr. President, you know, yeah, although I think you're an asshat. Yes, Mr. President. But I think once Donald Trump starts to prove himself, there's going to be other politicos are going to look at him and go, you know what? This guy's got it. Now, there's something else that has to happen at the same time. And keeping in mind that the problems we're seeing now have been coming on for a lot of years. Jobs leaving the country. Oh, that was just an accident, wasn't it? Government being grown beyond belief. That was, of course, a necessity. And then we added something else into the mix. This idea of socialist or communist-style government. Now, that doesn't really work. So as I said, Donald Trump isn't going to start walking on water. You're not going to see this guy walk between the White House and the Lincoln Memorial on the Masonic reflecting bull. He's not going to be walking on that water. You won't ever see him do that. But what he is also going to do is establish his trust with people that trusted him to vote for him. And then something else is going to take place to a smaller degree, mind you. It's all those, I hate Trump, I hate this misogynist, I hate this rapist white guy, this prejudicial bleh. Yeah, you've heard it all. I don't have to go into it. Once things start moving along in a positive direction, and people start stop feeling so damn lost in their lives, and what's the sense of living another day? This is misery, and I hate it. There's going to be those that are going to look and go, well, you know, maybe things aren't that bad. But there's something else that's got to be happening at the same time. And that's where you come in. And when I say you, I wish right now that I was talking to every American in this country. No matter what your political stripe, what your color is, who your mama is, or who you claim your daddy is. Or your two daddies, or your two mamas. I don't care. This idea that somehow if they can come up with an idea and convince the voters of it, that somehow we got a democracy now. 51% of you people backed me, so we're going to do this. There's something that has to happen almost immediately. And that's any time. And I was watching Obama today in his final press conference. By the way, the attendees weren't looking real exuberant. And I didn't recognize anybody in that pool. Not one face did I recognize. Not one. Which in itself speaks volumes. But I heard Obama today talking about this democracy. And without naming it, the little communist agenda that's got to be moved on. That's got to be, that can't stop. That's got to, sorry, Barry. Sorry. You and your hopes of being king of the new communist country, it's come to an end. Now, let me, after this break, get into some of the things we got to start doing everywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, I recognize a caller here that I don't think I've ever taken this call before from this gentleman. And I was getting into the subject matter of how we start to fix this damn country, but we'll interrupt that to listen to what Dennis has to say. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. We have spoke before, but not very often. I'm developing a real man crush on you, sir. I hate to say I listen to a sick amount of radio, and I find you, your discernment and your passion pretty motivating. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, are you, Dennis, I don't mean to get personal, but you're not gay, are you?
I am not.
Okay. I was a little worried there for a moment.
Yeah, I'm more a womanizer than anything else, and that's not really good either. But anyway.
All right.
you actually touched on something I wanted to talk about, but here's first thing. what would it not be something very profound for Donald Trump to do is not sign the War Powers Act? Doesn't each president at some point come about doing that just to keep that kind of ball rolling?
Well, he has to sign off on the national emergencies.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's specifically titled, you've got to sign off on the war powers here. Because we've seen how that war powers from 1917 was flipped to make us the enemy of the state. While the whole time they've been flipping our form of government and calling us lunatics and conspiracy theorists and a host of other things.
Is that my understanding, though, that does get re-upped and re-signed?
Yeah, I do. I do believe. I cannot, in all fairness, Dennis, I would not swear on my life on that. But I seem to remember that any national emergency the president has to sign off on, like the war on drugs, the war on ignorance, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But we have been in this loosely based kind of martial law rule for a long time, while still giving you the illusion that you're free and your vote counts.
Yeah, state of emergency, state of war,
right.
Continuous state of war.
And that's why you see the flag of war, that beautiful thing that we've referred to as our country's flag, that is the flag of war.
Yes, and now I hate to admit it, but I just recently discovered the flag of peace.
How about that?
And that's a beautiful thing.
You know, years ago, Dennis, somebody, one of my listeners, had sent me a puzzle. And it was ships on the sea, and it was dramatic, and it was like a 1,000-piece puzzle. And I, you know, like anybody else, when you do a puzzle, what do? You don't throw away the image. You use that to cheat off of so you can start to plug the pieces in. You puzzle doers out there, do yourself a favor. Throw away the picture of it and then put the puzzle together. You get much more enjoyment. It's a hell of a lot harder. But there was something I noticed about this photograph on... this picture on this puzzle box was there was one ship that was actually flying the flag of peace. And I looked at that and I thought, wonder what's behind that. All the while I had been talking about heraldry and flags and the gold fringe, and I myself did not realize how this flag of peace got substituted with the flag of war. So don't, Dennis, look, we all have our epiphanies and are adding to our base of knowledge. And thank God it still happens with me on a regular basis, because I might get the idea I'm one of the smartest guys around.
Yeah, you do get above my brain grade every once in a while, which is fine. That's fine. John, one more thing. Just to support Trump, and I hope he does the things that we all hope he does. I hope he's the guy that I really truly think he is. But once he gets rolling, once he gets his thing going, we've got to support pro-Trump candidates, right? And we've got to support people that actually are on board with his policies and what he wants to do, and try to just flood the system with pro-Trump candidates as long as he does what he talks about doing.
Okay, well, Dennis, let me modify that thought for you. How about that we don't make it about Trump? How about that we don't even have to mention we'll vote for you as long as you're for Donald Trump? This is more about setting the example. And more about pointing out that this country is a republic, and we really do have a rule book, and everybody needs to pull that rule book out and take a second look at it. Because if you claim that you're on the other side and you're warring with this other side of our party here, well, let's get out the ground rules and let's all understand what we can do as being part of this representative government, what we can do and what we shouldn't be doing. Okay? And I think there's a real danger with still adding into this political confusion about making this about Trump. Let's make it about what he does and then use those examples for the next guy and the next guy. And all the while, Dennis, and I'm going to get into this here as to how we can start to accomplish this, because if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you've heard me say that we're at a tipping point in this country. And that if it goes on much longer, this republic is gone, because we've been overrun by the scoundrels, the social people, and the communists. And at that point, your country's gone, because you can't get it back, no matter what the rule book says. They have taken over. It's now their agenda. It's now their idea.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. My point is, I guess, as a rallying point for the less educated, you know, the less informed, you do need a focal point. I think it's easier for them to rally around a focal point, whoever it may be, Donald Trump for now, and then, like you say, with his ideas and his, just doing the right thing, that is a rallying point, obviously. But
well,
thank you so much, John.
Well, Dennis, how long have you been listening to my show, by the way?
I hate to admit it, maybe for a year.
Okay.
Maybe for about a year.
Okay. Thank God I haven't chased you off inside that year. Keep listening.
No,
Dennis.
No. Actually, I missed. You're not the grumpy John anymore. I for a while there was the grumpy John that I was tuning into, but now I guess optimism has taken over and you're not so grumpy anymore.
No,
but,
it's not so much optimism as I'm pretty much burned out. and you know, getting angry and all that other stuff. One day I'm watching Mr. AJ and I'm watching him go off in a slathering, eye-popping, vein-popping rant, and I'm going, that's not very attractive.
No, he's hard to listen to anymore. It's bizarre what's going on with him. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've always listened because of the information, and there is some between him, his staff, and who he gets involved with, and the guests and stuff. Yes, it's tolerable, but the way he interrupts and his madness, it's really getting weird. I don't know what to think.
Well, and he is either going to right his own ship or he's going to self-destruct. In either case, I really don't give a damn because I've suffered at the hands of this megalomaniacal ego that we have down here in Texas.
Oh, he says he doesn't have an ego. He's not.
No.
Yeah, he's humble.
Not at all. All right. Hey, Dennis, thanks.
Thank you very much, John.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, part of that, what I just said about getting burned out, man, you've heard me say that I would displace my depression with anger. Well, does that tell you how depressed I was? I mean, I've been ranting for years. And some people enjoy that. And I can understand why. Because they're frustrated, and I want to hear somebody else that's just as frustrated as they are. And if I'm their voice, let it be louder. That's even better. Well, yeah, I can understand that. But I also understand that it was starting to destruct me. This is not normally who I am. I don't walk around ranting and raving and being an absolute asshat to friends, coworkers, neighbors, and people in the public that you might bump into at the grocery store line. That I had to restrain myself somewhat. Now, is the anger still there? It's... Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. But it's contained. Because I find that more people are willing to listen to you when you're talking in a normal tone rather than going off like this! Jeez, I just hurt my own ears. Gosh. Yeah. Now, is that to say I won't get angry in the future? No, I'm not saying that at all. But the time for calm and reason, because there's something else that happens when you get vein-popping angry. The logic and everything else flies out the window. Anger is for that flight-or-fight mode. You know, you recognize, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to pummel the crap out of you, or I'm just going to do 180 degrees and I'm going to take off. Fight or flight. Well, being in that stage, the logic has a tendency to leave me, and I don't like that. I don't like losing that. So will I get angry in the future? Probably. As often? Probably not. Now, getting back to what I was talking about, I think it's incumbent upon all of us, and you're hearing it. I thought it was my imagination at first, and I had to check myself just to make sure that I was reading and not, you know, I got this thought and it became my perception, therefore my reality. No, I had to watch this and go over it and carefully look at it. And it is true. These clowns are using democracy almost as if they had been told you need to use that term more to get people conditioned to democracy, democracy, democracy. It's just not Democrats. It's just not Obama. It's people in the Republican Party. It is our own legislators. It is our own Congress critters and our own senators doing this. So this is what I'm suggesting. That if you have the ability to check that on spot, as soon as that, say you're listening to C-SPAN and you got Senator Muckety Muck from Cincinnapolis, Ohio, or whatever, and you hear him use the term democracy, take that time and that opportunity to begin, come involved in the conversation, in the process, to politely, mind you, not screaming and yelling, and you need to be angry, son of a... No, calmly, to tell him you're in error. This country is not a democracy. It is a republic. And we do have a rule book, and it's called the Constitution. To do this at national level, to do this at state level, to do this in your town councils, your county councils, in your daily conversations with people, just as an aside and kind of an afterthought that, oh, by the way, you said democracy. Hey, you know, this country is a republic, not a democracy. I know you've heard it repeated many times. You're just repeating what you heard. I understand. You're not a bad person. Whatever way works for you. Because it is becoming more and more prevalent. If I was to give it a repetition number, I would say, in the last couple of years, at least by 50%, if not more. Democracy, 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 democracy. The world's democracy. We're the greatest democracy. We're over there trying to give these people democracy. What? Democracy? Do you remember reading anything of what the founding fathers, when they were setting up a government? What the hell do we do here? We don't want a parliament like England had. We don't want a king. So what are we to do? What are we to do? Well, it was suggested that Washington be a king, and he didn't want that. Then it was suggested that we form a democracy. Well, that was shot down rather quickly. And then he decided that, well, we're going to have a constitutional republic. How about that one? At the very start, folks, and at the very least, we got to start someplace. And that is an outstanding place to start. And you think flag heraldry and them flying the war flag is bad? The very politicians involved in the government are calling our government something that it is not. It is not a democracy. And don't you think that this is fundamental? Don't you think that this is fundamental on the way this government functions? To remind them that there is such a thing as a rule book. The state constitution, the federal constitution. And then later on, we can get around to, well, let's re-examine this Commerce Clause deal, and let's re-examine the Administrative Procedures Act, and let's re-examine that 14th Amendment. And oh, by the way, while we're looking at the amendments, let's look at the 13th Amendment and what the original 13th Amendment to this country was. It's peeling back the layers of this onion that they have denuded and shoved in whatever available hole that they have shoved it into. At the very minimum. See, I think what the problem has been here is people, they perceive this problem as being so vast. Oh, it's the New World Order, it's the globalists, it's the trilats, it's the CFR, it's the bankers. Yeah, and that's all true. But you've got to make the ground rules clear, and this is my territory that you're trying to take over, and excuse me, I'm going to offer resistance to us, to you. And by the way, let me familiarize you with some long-lost terms, okay? How good business is conducted by an honest money. And politically, by honest representatives that are not there to scam and sham and be part of the whatever the hell it is we've grown. I don't even know what the hell we are anymore, do you? It's an interesting conflagration of socialism, communism, fascism, whatever ism you want to come up with. It's ugly, and it's not very nice, and it's real expensive, too. These are very simple and fundamental things that when we look at this problem, we figure that there's no hope in combating it. When the only thing that you have to do is first set up a good defense to keep these vampires from sucking out the last drop of your blood. You got to have a little bit to operate, to oxygenate, so your brain works, so you can still function and think. That's the first step. Charlie in California. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, hello, John.
Hi.
I was listening to you talking about Trump going to the cities, talking to
I didn't say Trump. You're not listening well, Charlie. I didn't say Trump. I said his new HUD secretary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, we got to assume that what? Blacks can hold a job? Really?
Yes.
That's why they've been on welfare for generation after generation. They can't hold a job.
No.
What are you going to do about that problem? That's the number one problem.
No, you got to get around that. Okay, now hold on, Charlie.
It's not a racist comment. It's a fact.
Charlie, can you let me speak now?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Do you hear me say that you first give them an out? Number one, you got to make the rules clear and continuing to collect this stuff. You know, if you're of sound mind and able body, guess what? Here's some things you've got to do to keep collecting these benefits, because our goal is to slide you off of the welfare state. Now, at that point in time, Charlie, we're going to discover who wants to better themselves and who wants to quit living the socialist life and sucking the lifeblood out of everybody else, and not only saying that they want it, but they're demanding it. See, this is kind of a reversal of what they have been led to believe, or better still, what has not been instilled in them by repetitive practice that, wait a minute, you know, this is temporary, this is not a forever freebie. Now, having said that, these people don't know how to work. Charlie, I've been around for a long time, and I've worked around a bunch of people. And I'll tell you, the people that were working that I ran into in my daily, whoever I was working with and whoever I interacted with, I met a lot of black people, and I never once thought to myself, well, geez, you're just sitting around here scamming. They were just as energetic and productive as I. And it never came to mind that, wait a minute, this guy's black and look at how he works. He works as good as I do. And it's easy, Charlie, to fall into that type of thinking that blacks can't hold a job. You just made a blanket statement that is not true. That every
you don't want to face the reality of it. Nothing's going to change. I mean, dude, let me tell you something. That collectively, they can't. Okay, you're going to see some that can, but for the most part,
okay,
dude, they can't.
Charlie, thank you for your call. Yeah, and here's the one that's going to keep the perpetuity of this us against them mentality. Charlie, you sound to me like you're a lot smarter than what you're letting on. Either you got an agenda or you just want to be argumentative. I don't know which. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, John. I just tuned in about 12 minutes ago, and I like what you've been saying, basically about the Constitution, and correct all the people you can. Basically, the anger, I can identify with that, but I'm getting more milder. I guess I'm getting old. I am old. But I didn't vote. And if I had a choice between Kucinich and Trump, I would have probably voted for Kucinich. I'm sure no liberal Democrat or progressive, but if I'm a liberal, I would have been, or am, a Jefferson liberal.
Yeah. See, and Fred, thanks for bringing that up, because, you know, maybe I should have mentioned this to Charlie, that, you know, if you do not exercise your own brain power and you do not provide for yourself somehow in this thing that we need government to help us, rather than helping that individual become as productive as they can through their own efforts, through their own brain power. See, I think this is the mistake that's been made, and it's been ingrained and entrenched in people. You know, I've seen, have you seen these millennials lately? They're real good at texting and tweeting, but they're pretty much suck on everything else. You know, so am I to say this about the young white people, the millennials coming up, that they can't hold a job or they don't want to work? They seem pretty lazy to me. So I don't
know. It seems that way. I get along with young people. I can talk to them, you know. I think they realize that I'm not talking down to them. I'm not BSing them, and they'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
But the attitude, as you well know, and it's a fact, and it's a fact of truth. Everybody are just, how do I say this nicely? They got their head in the wrong place. And to think for yourself requires self-inspection, and start with yourself. Start looking there.
Wise words, Fred. Wise words.
That's all I got to say. I'll talk to you later. Have a good evening, okay?
Thank you. You too. And maybe this is good that Charlie from California called in. I think it was. Because this crap has to stop. I mean, it really does. I mean, we've got a bunch of people in this country, literally, they want to run all the niggers back to Africa. Wow. Wow. Maybe if they don't want to leave, maybe we can start lynching them. Or maybe we can go to their houses, the taxpayers are paying for, and burn it down. Maybe you'll be benevolent enough that you'll take some hard-earned dollars, buy us some airline tickets, and plop them someplace in Africa. Maybe you can try that. Or maybe that we can accept the idea that, you know what, if you're Italian, or if you're German, or if you're Irish, or if you're black, or if you're a Protestant, or you're a Catholic, or whatever, that you're a human being. And there's some oil that you need to inject into your life to take the friction out of it. Now, I'm not suggesting we all sing Kumbaya. And I'm certainly not suggesting, in order to get along with some malcontents or some culturally deficient, that in order to meet them halfway, I have to throw away half of what I am to bond with them. I'm not suggesting that either. The standard needs to be set. Now, it's going to be the individual's option from there on out how they conduct themselves. How do I feed myself? How do I clothe myself? Do I rape, rob, and pillage? Well, expect that instead of being met with an EBT card, you might be met with a little bit of lead. I'm not going to go out hunting for your ass. But you know what? You transgress, you break into my house, you rob my store, you try to rape my daughter, this, that, and the other. And I'm talking about a small percentage, relatively a small percentage of the black population in this country that would do this. It's mostly concentrated in the inner cities that have been an incubation for the culturally deficient, and it's getting worse. Ergo, Chicago. What's the murder rate there? It's new murder capital of the world. Before it was Washington, D.C. Before that, it was Detroit. What did all those things have in common? You got it. So to start to change this culture, first we got to take a little bit of acid out of this, okay? Right, Charlie? If I can convince Charlie and turn his life around, maybe we got a shot at this. Am I picking on Charlie too much, Mike? No? Should I pick on him a little bit more? Yes, he nodded yes. Well, I'll think about that at the top of the hour break here. Gotta play you. Oh, stick around. You're going to love this. I'm not even going to tease you. I'm just going to tell you to stick around. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee, take care of a little couple of boy things, and we'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.